did it. You got the degree, you got the job, you worked hard and you earned that big promotion. So why are you still not happy? From the outside, it seems like you have it all, a successful career, a happy, healthy life, happy, healthy family, but yet something still seems out of sorts for you and you don't know why. Well, this was me 4 years ago, and despite having just earned the pinnacle of success in my company and our best year ever as a sales team, hitting over $350,000 in yearly sales, I still felt this angst, and I just didn't know why. And it took me a lot of soul searching and time to figure it out. But after working through my own journey and with other women, I realized that this feeling of angst usually comes down to one of five core reasons that we find ourselves in this spot. And today I'm going to divulge those five reasons to you and share tips to break through so that you can feel joy and fulfillment in your career and in your life. Welcome to the Discovering Your Calling podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I'm here to help you unleash your strengths and get clarity on your calling. I believe when you find your purpose in life, fulfillment, joy, and success will follow. If you're ready, pop in those earbuds, hit that follow button, and join me on this journey toward discovering your calling. So before we jump into today's episode, I have two big announcements. One, the new Motivated for More Facebook community is open and ready for you to join. This group is a vibrant community for individuals driven to uncover their true calling and transition from a conventional career to a path of purpose and fulfillment. And inside this community, you'll gain strengths-based strategies and network with like-minded women who are like you and motivated for more out of their career and life. The link for that group is in the show notes, or just look for Motivated for More. So Motivated number four, More on Facebook. Can't wait to see you in the community. The second huge announcement is that the Discovering Your Calling Academy Spring 2024 cohort registration doors are opening very, very soon. I am working on the sales pages this week, and the registration will be out there for you to join us. And you are invited. If you're curious to learn more, you are invited to hop on a no obligation call to see if the Discovering Your Calling Academy is the next best step for you in your career journey. And if you join us in February, you will receive a free 90-minute Navigating Your Strengths session. So let me know if you want more details or you want to hop on that call. I'd be happy to share more information. And again, see if it's the right step for you. We can decide together. Okay, back to our show for today. So again, if you don't know me, I am Sherry Miter. I am the host of Discovering Your Calling, and I am so grateful that you are here today. And if, as I shared in the intro, you find yourself in this place that you are successful, but just not satisfied, you feel unfulfilled, and you feel like there's just something missing. It's this really weird place to be, isn't it? Because you are highly successful. You're looked up to by your peers, and you seemingly, air quotes, have it all to outsiders. And, you know, really, it's not even that bad. And you wonder, like, why do I even feel this way? Like, I should be so happy. And you do enjoy some aspects of your career. It's just that there's this gnawing feeling that you're missing out on something. And you know deep inside you're designed for something more. You don't know what that is, but you just know there's something more there. And you're wondering if there is a bigger destiny for you. And I totally get it. I understand how weird this feels because, again, you've made it. You've earned the things, and you shouldn't feel this way in your mind, at least is what you're thinking, right? And as I shared in the opening, I have totally been there. And it didn't make sense to me that I would even want to walk away from my successful career because I had finally made it. But I knew by taking myself through this journey that if I stayed where I was, I would always have that sense that I'm missing out on something more, that I'm not truly stepping into my God-given purpose and mission in this world. And after going through that from my own experience and having conversations with a lot of other women who understand that same angst, I have identified the top five reasons that we might end up feeling this way. And in David Letterman fashion, some of you may not even know who he is, but the late night show with David Letterman used to do the countdown from top 10 to one. We're going to break down these top five reasons. And you might want to take note on which one, or maybe two, or maybe all five of these reasons you can relate to. And I've got some solutions for you. Okay, let's get going. So number five, your career life doesn't match your dream lifestyle. I'm going to repeat that again. Number five, your career life doesn't match your dream lifestyle. You once had a vision of traveling the world on exciting adventures, but now you find yourself stuck behind a desk staring at a computer screen all day. You dream of shorter work days and more time off to spend with your family and pursue your hobbies. Or maybe you're the opposite. Maybe you're like one of my clients who hated traveling all over for her job, and she yearned to be a work-from-home mom. She wanted to find a way to succeed in her career, but be home while her kids were still little. Either way, if your career demands you to live a lifestyle that doesn't match up with the image you have in your head, it will lead you to always feeling pulled in different directions and never fully committed to what matters most. And if you, you know, look and see that you don't have that flexibility to make the changes so that you can fit that lifestyle that you dream about, you're never going to feel satisfied in your career. And here's another thing, my friend. Do you even know what that lifestyle looks like? Have you ever even taken the time to really envision what your dream life would look like? Down to the details of what time would you wake up in the morning, and can you savor your coffee, or do you have to rush out the door? This is an exercise that we actually do in the Discovering Your Calling Academy, and I have my students get crystal clear, like I said, down to the details on what they really want their career, their life to look like. And then we go about finding or creating a career that will fit into that dream life. Versus in the real world, you have a career and then you're supposed to plug in your dream life all around it. And that rarely works out for us. Okay, so number four, the number four reason why you might be successful but not satisfied is your career doesn't align with your core values. Do you find yourself in a position where maybe you're selling something that you just don't 100% believe in, whether it be a house that you know has issues, pharmaceuticals that you know have issues, or maybe a product that you don't even use yourself? Or maybe you work for a company that claims and maybe has the motto on the wall about how they treat their clients and treat their employees, but yet you see that that's not really, really what's going on behind the doors. And if you find that your core values and beliefs are compromised, this can lead to an internal struggle. And a struggle that might manifest in health and your health and well-being being compromised. And if you find that you're going home at the end of the day just feeling totally drained, maybe you have that headache, maybe you just have that heartburn, and it's because your heart is breaking for the way you have to compromise those values, this is something you really want to take a deep dive look into. And if you can relate to this, do you even remember what your core values are? Are they misaligned? And maybe it's just, maybe you have the influence to change the direction of the company. How amazing would that be? Or maybe it is time to find a new place to work so that you don't have to compromise your true core values. Okay, let's go on. Number three, the number three reason why you may feel this angst and not be satisfied is you can't be your authentic self at work. So do you find yourself acting or behaving in one way Monday through Friday at your job? But then on the weekend, you could be an entirely different person when you're at home with your family and your friends. And there's this inner struggle between these two different personas that you have to keep up. And or maybe you've even forgotten who you really are at any given time in your life as you've been living up to everyone else's expectations for you for so long. I remember one of my Discovering Your Calling students saying last year that she forgot what her favorite color is because she's been compromising her true self for so long to fit into everybody else's mold of who she should be. And I remember feeling this way in my direct sales days. I remember walking into a room at a large conference, and though I was proud to be there and I knew I had earned the right to be in that room, I just never felt like I truly belonged there. And it wasn't because of what anyone else said or did. It was this inner struggle I had with myself of just not feeling like this is not really who I am at the core. And maybe it's not even who I really want to be anymore. And I realized that once I quit that career and I stepped away from it, and it took me a while to recognize this, but I realized that I wasn't being my authentic self there. And I had forgotten what really made me happy. And I mean, even down to like, what did I want to wear to work? And it is yoga pants all day, baby, versus skirts. Thank you very much. And could this be your struggle as well? Do you remember what makes you feel alive? What makes you smile? What makes you laugh? And are you able to do that no matter where you are, whether it's at work or at home or at play? What makes you want to get up and dance? And what would happen if you let that woman show up at work, or you were able to, again, have a career or create a career where she could show up at work and be accepted for who she was? So that's our goal. That's our mission, women, friends. Okay, number two. Continuing our countdown here is this number two reason why you might be feeling that angst and why you may not be fully, you know, feel like you're in your calling is you aren't being challenged at work. Have you ever driven to a place that you go frequently? You know, maybe it's work, maybe it's picking up the kids from school, maybe it's the grocery store, and you drive there and you get there and you realize you don't even remember any of the trip. Because you can do that trip basically with your eyes closed. Please don't do that. But we don't have to think about it. And sometimes our job gets into this routine that we don't even have to think about what we're doing anymore. And basically, it's just gotten pretty darn boring for us. Versus, think about a trip. Now, we did this quite a few years ago now, where we got to drive up the Pacific Coast Highway. And I want you to imagine that you're driving up the Pacific Coast Highway. Maybe you've seen pictures of it. If you haven't done it yet, I do, side note, put that on your bucket list. Oh my gosh, what a trip up to Sonoma. Oh, I want to do it again. Anyway, when you're driving up the Pacific Coast Highway, you have to pay attention. You want to pay attention to every second of it. The scenery is beautiful. It's always changing. We felt like we drove through all different countries on this one trip. It was amazing. You know, from the ocean on one side to the greenery on the other side. It was so beautiful. It was also challenging in spots. The Pacific Coast Highway is very narrow in spots, and you're going around curves and tight curves, and it's kind of treacherous. So it's a drive that you have to pay attention to. It's also the kind of drive where you want to roll down the windows and let the breeze flow through your hair, or better yet, get a Mustang and put the top down. Anyway, this drive makes you feel alive. And if your career has started to feel like that habitual drive to the grocery store versus this exhilarating drive down the Pacific Coast Highway, maybe that's why you're not happy anymore, why you're not feeling fulfilled anymore. And basically, maybe you're just bored. It's not really burnout. It's just boredom? And what do you need to change so that you can feel challenged and alive again at work? Have you been investing in your own professional or personal development? Maybe that's a goal you should set or you could set for 2024 so that you can do things that are going to challenge you. We need to be pushed gently outside of our comfort zone to truly live up to become the person we're designed to be. So how can you do that more, either in your existing career and or maybe it's outside resources you need to look at just so you can start to feel alive again? It's time for you to roll down the windows and feel the cool breeze on through your hair, ladies. Let's do this. All right. The last reason, the number one reason why I feel like most of us get that angst, even though we are successful, we still just don't feel 100% satisfied in our careers. The number one reason I think it is, and again, you can rate these yourself, is you are not using your natural talents and strengths in your work. This was my number one issue when I really started to get that angst of like, something's amiss here. And once I truly understood what my natural talents were, and believe me, it took me a long time to understand this. I took the Gallup's Clifton Strengths Assessment in 2016. And it wasn't until about 2018 that I started to really understand it. And then I went to a workshop soon after that. And, you know, a couple of years after that, I was able to get to a small intimate workshop and be coached. And that was when I really started to understand what it all meant and how my assessment made a difference in how I showed up in the world. And it also helped me realize, I will never forget this moment being at a small intimate workshop and having our coach explain to us the difference between maximizers and developers. And when I heard that, I'm like, my gosh, this is why I'm exhausted doing what I do every day now. And this was it. So developers, Gallup's Clifton StrengthsFinder developer definition says, people exceptionally talented in the developer theme recognize and cultivate the potential in others. They spot the signs of each small improvement and derive satisfaction from evidence of progress. Whereas maximizers, the maximizer theme, according to Gallup, says, maximizers focuses on strengths as a way to stimulate personal and group excellence. They seek to transform something strong into something superb. The developer theme is number 26 out of the 34 themes for me. Maximizer is number 2. Now, I loved my people. I loved my group of women that I got to coach and mentor. And I did enjoy seeing them grow. But honestly, I found the day-to-day, the way I had to lead day-to-day in that position, I found it to be exhausting most days. And I knew that for me to be able to spend time using my maximizer strength, I'd have to change who I worked with. And for me, I realized that was going to have to be a total career change. Because otherwise, I would have had to get back out there and hustle and find a whole new group of women. And I wasn't willing to hustle anymore. And that is why today I love working with women, women like you who have had success, who are high achievers, and they love what they're doing. And they love that sense of achievement. But they're looking for a guide to help them empower them so they can step into their true greatness. That's what lights me up as a maximizer. You're already successful. You just need to step into the right role to really be empowered to become that woman that God created you to be so that you can use all of your natural talents and strengths. Now, I'm going to pause here in case you're new to the Discovering Your Calling podcast and you have absolutely no idea what I just talked about, developers, maximizers, Clifton Strengths. What the heck is Sherry talking about? That comes from Gallup's Clifton Strengths. If that's all new to you and it sounds like a foreign language, go back through some of my older podcasts and you can listen to what Clifton Strengths is all about so you understand what I'm talking about here because it's so, so, so important. But if you aren't new to that and you know what I'm talking about and you have your Clifton Strengths report, take a look at your CliftonStrengths 34 themes. Really dive into them and ask yourself, are you able to live and work using your top 10 themes, or are you having to do tasks that require you to work in your bottom half? This could mean just changing the how you do your job. Some of my clients in the Discovering Your Calling Academy, that's all they needed to change. It was how they approached their job. Or for some of you, it might mean that you need to change the what you do. And honestly, in the Discovering Your Calling Academy, we spend the first 4 weeks diving into the CliftonStrengths and what it all means for you and your success journey. Because when you fully understand it, like I finally did at that workshop, it will be life-changing for you. It'll be like, oh, that's why. And you'll start to understand why you feel that angst, why you're not satisfied, why you're exhausted. And why at other times you feel like, oh, I could do this all day long. I love what I do. And that's our goal. We want to be able to say that every single day. Okay, so my friend, this has been a lot. But I want to know, which is it for you? Which of these five is the real problem with why you are successful, but just not feeling satisfied in your career? Is it not matching your dream lifestyle? Are you not able to see your core values, or are your core values being compromised? Is it not letting you show up as your best authentic self at work? Are you no longer growing or challenged? Or is it that you're not able to use your talents and strengths? Maybe it's more than one. Maybe it's all five. I see that a lot. I'd love to invite you to a discovery call and just have a conversation. Let's see if your next best step might be just having a 90-minute CliftonStrengths, navigating your strengths session with me. Maybe it's just a few little tweaks is all you need to find that joy in your career again. Or is the Discovering Your Calling Academy your next best step? This academy is a 90-day live group coaching experience. It's not a course that you watch the videos and I wish you good luck on. It's live. You get me there in a small group intimate setting where we dive into not just your CliftonStrengths results, but we visioneer your dream life. We review your core values and priorities and purpose and so much more. But you will finish with clarity on your calling, plus a goal map to get you closer to your ideal career and life, and a plan on how to make it all happen. And on this discovery call, we can talk about solutions to your situation. You can ask me anything you want about the Discovering Your Calling Academy. And together, we can see if it is the right time for you to join that and if it's even the right answer for you. So if that sounds good and you want to book that call, head to my website. It's Sherry Mitre Co., SHERIMITERCO.com, to book a call or click the link in the show notes. Or find me on Facebook. You can always send me a message over on Facebook. And hey, while you're on Facebook, don't forget to join the Motivated for More community. Love to see you in there. So I hope that this podcast today has gave you a little insight on what is really going on and why, despite your success, you just don't feel satisfied in your current career. Because there are answers, there are solutions, and you deserve to have a life that lights you up, my friend. All right. Thanks as always for listening to the Discovering Your Calling podcast.